Taşıdılar. I'm going to start our class. First of all, we are going to pray the vast, numberless sentient beings, countless sentient beings. And it's, although it's like, is a countless, in a huge number, but in simple way to think, it's all sentient beings, capable to achieve enlightenment in right cause and condition, in the right or cause and condition. So, that also, in other words, means we have been to different form of beings in the past. So they are like us in different way of us. And also prayer to let all sentient beings achieve their own best ability and capacity to use their right karma, causing the conditions arises, then to achieve the fullest potential of themselves. So that is enlightenment. For this, we are going to sincerely pray. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity, that is free from attachment and aversion. And our last, we can take a few moments for the generate buddhi, buddhicitta. Buddhi means enlightenment. Citta means heart. Enlightened mind, enlightened heart. So take a refuge. Sometimes it's like some people felt it's like too much religious kind of feeling about anything about take a refuge and special associate with some religious ceremony. But here, our understanding about where we taking refuge of is that enlightenment, actually, it's a awakening state of mind, total awakening of state of mind. It's not that we are refuge into a particular figure. If they are enlightened, so it's also true. But generally we say is the ultimate state of mind. And then Dharma is two way to achieve that. The way of doing or the wisdom and the skillful means to apprehend or accomplish that task, that is the methods. So we have to, if you want to go somewhere, you have one destination, then there is a road you must to take, airplane or train or boat or anything. So that is the Dharma. There is a Dharma separate to two aspects of Dharma, theoretical Dharma and also actual experiential Dharma. So both needed. And the third is to take refuge towards supreme, or you can say assemblies. That is, there could be some very good practitioner, maybe some worldly people trying to achieve to practice Dharma. But generally, if we are human society, we are social animal, we do anything kind of have to be co-work with each others. Also together we can achieve something. Dharma is not out of nowhere to came to you, but the transmission passed from generation to another generation. So that is assembly or group of learning or practicing groups gathering together to change its knowledge or experience and dedicate certain practice from past generations experience passed down to the next generation. These are important. So Sangha is the assembly. We can say our own basic survival rely on the family. The family is a survival normal kind of assembly. Without the family, it's difficult to say have a healthy physical body and mind. Similarly, chief to enlightenment, we have a Dharma family, that is the Sangha. So based on this, we can go to, last time we stopped in third verse, I think second verse. Third. Now it's the fourth. Forsake gain and respect at all times, relinquish profit and fame. Have a modest desires to be easy satisfied and reciprocate kindness. So this is because we are in a commercial society, material world, and our kind of society is factory product to counter the value. Like we are there value people using money and also how much kind of obvious contribution you can do, you can achieve to judge people in some cases. It's like that. So we can see our education and running society through economic power. So people may have this attitude in early age. They saw many advertisements and also rewarding from their learning process and also job, working hard in the job field, and you can get reward or you can get your salary. These are exchange something. Always there is no free lunch. They say money runs, money makes the world, money drives the world, or something like that. It means money is the gas of the car, can run in this car, so similarly. I forgot this phrase, money turns the world or something like that. But anyway, so in this case, probably people spiritual practice become like business in many places. Almost sometimes it's inseparable from some type of business. They need the religious facilities and also some necessary expenses. They also in our commercial society, we can package many things, educational pedagogy, or these can be packaged in different form, so sell to the people. So in some sense, this is understandable. It's there is a benefit for doing that. But if you want to gain realization, if you have your mind still kind of sticking on that kind of gaining something always, not money, but fame or some self-importance, proud and wish other people look up or anything like that, then these are the downfall for Dharma practitioners. Some people may think, when I go to Dharma college or study with a master or anything, then I can do my own business or I can create some. If its motivation is very important, for some people, maybe this pure motivation, so-called the serving others. So for another people, there is a different, if this study of spirituality bring some negative consequences, then they immediately felt this is not what I want. Maybe government want to, they restrict, government restrict, so not, so you stay in a certain country, maybe you may face this kind of situation. Immediately your mind turned to something better, survival, benefit. You can hang on something else is much better. You're feeling like that. Or there are many teachings quite useful for human mind in Buddhism. So, this is a generally said it's a kind of inner science. That means you should use for yourself. It's a first priority. If you just learn something, then want to package and try to sell, that means it's a too kind of a, these texts, masters written these texts in the past, it's not saying future my disciple, you should package in different form to sell that for something good. It's not like that. He said you should practice individual, and these are informations are very precious for whom wanted to gain liberation and to serving others to achieve enlightenment. For like a commercial type of mind, they always have some related to secular success or use this, doing this as a product to do something. That is always kind of as we said before, these teachings are very important, not for sale, not for gain personal fames and money. These are better leave it as it is. If we have this kind of mind, it's not knowing the value and the purpose of this Dharma. So this is a for take and respect. At all time, we relinquish the profit of fame. So what is the problem for doing that profit and fame? Generally, is that if you have attachment to anything, then it's a problem. Not only this fame or money or anything, but there is a hope and a fear in the mind. So immediately you can eliminate these thoughts and the habitual tendency is impossible. But gradually we can practice and understand the purpose of this training and these precious Dharma. If you want to just gain fame and these, there is a different field. We shouldn't use medicine turn into poisons. Like we shouldn't use Dharma. We should just use poison. Means not poison, but I mean, there are many ways to achieve secular success, normal success. You want money, you can do some business. And also, maybe it's very good for not creation to recreate it, not creating too much negative things by as much as you can to reduce the harming others, that kind of business. But if turn to the approach to enlightenment, the methods of this turn to business, it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. Okay, you do business with your customer, it's good. It's normal, acceptable. So here, this is generally we can hear many things that eight worldly dharma create or general kind of pain or dissatisfaction, always something in the mind not satisfied. So liberation is the solution, Worldly the thing, the most the hotel, beautiful, luxurious hotel, the most delicious food that you eat, or you stay anywhere, or you wear the best brand of the clothing things, and you have a jewelry and the ornaments, everything, but you still feel in certain degree of dissatisfied feeling. Then that means our mind always have a the certain moment we feel very happy and good, maybe it's there. But after sometimes you always feel uncomfortable, dissatisfied. So gain and lose, and hope, respect, and the fear of disrespect, and fear of the dissatisfied, and the hope can be satisfied. That kind of a feeling. And also tired or feel ill for others' judgment. And they hope people will judge or praise in bad, good way. So fear of bad things. So these, so here in this text is forsake again and respect at all time, relinquish profit and fame. So for some people who may think, oh, how can I survive? Here everything is very expensive. So if Buddhists teach always and no need gain and respect the profit and fame, he's here saying if you decided to do certain practice, we should, if you need to do work in a shop or you have some job, you can continue to do that. But in the mind, you don't have a strong desire to achieve some profit and many things that disturb your mind. If you have enough skill to achieve a higher position, you can do it. There is no problem. But it's your own ability. You have this knowledge and skill. You're trained by that way. You can you can success in a certain job. So this is a so in the mind you anyway you have a certain kind of life and work you have to do, and then much better you have a certain that you have a happy mind mood and satisfied, easy satisfied kind of mood. If you dissatisfied over the time, then people surrounding you also feel difficult. And if you have a very kind mind, not only satisfied, but you can also shine in the light of your mind and characteristic to help others, different peoples in need, then your life much richer. So some people have maybe material wealth, but in the mental level, they feel always dissatisfied, even feeling they are a poor person, that kind of mentality is there. So it's saying, because now money or fame, these are not your first priority. That cannot define your personality, or the money and fame cannot define a person, or how much this person is important. We shouldn't use that kind of money and fame to judge. So it's better to just, as a human being, we just have a past karmic link to gathering together with other people. So feeling of brother sisterhood or familyhood kind of feeling. So to have this satisfied and kindness. People afraid of some greedy person may become turn to unstable mind, and also dangerous, sometimes even violent. These so this maybe different people in different time have different mood, but you can can check your own state of mind and to manage your mind. And then fifth, cultivate love and compassion and stabilize your bodhicitta, void of 10 negative actions, and always ensure your faith is strong. So cultivate love and compassion. That is a very important subject, lifelong subject. There are many ways to increase one's capability to love and generate compassion. So love or compassion, these two level, some people use loving compassion, these words, loving kindness and compassion, maybe. So love and compassion can transform hatred. So how much hatred have us, how the hatred is destructive, then the compassion and love opposite is how much they can constructive. One is destructive energy. One is constructive energy. It's one person, generally we can say, cannot bring highly compassionate mind and highly hatred mind together. It's not possible. It's like dark and luminous, warm and cold. Cannot say in high level they are in same time, but they can shift in more and less in the, how much money, how much mind you use in some sense, how much can mind towards compassion, then the hatred will reduce. When hatred rises, compassionate state of mind will decrease. So opposite is the same. So this love is the basic foundation of our happiness, and also foundation of a bodhicitta. Our normal, we can say our love has a two, there is a two type of love. One is genuine love. That means you want other people, individuals or group of people, want them, or living beings, happy, and that kind of, you want to protect them, you want to contribute, you want to serve, or you want to wish them to be happy. So that is one thing. Another thing is there is a care and a sense of love, but based on the sense of owning, sense of ownership. That means because I love this one, though, because this is mine. I love my something, object, or even family members, thinking this is mine, or I am the person who have to taking care of these. So for a family, like this maybe it's good also, important. That means you have the responsibility. You taking this responsibility. You take even sacrifice yourself to protect them or serving them. But another type of, maybe we can separate that one from love fair, that kind of, they may, not all love fair is like that, but some have immediately, something is wrong, then can immediately turn to violent and negative. Then those love are very precondition, the love. So there's a lot of attachment and desire, maybe sense of ownership, state of mind. So these are not genuine love, but because I love myself, so I should protect these necessary conditions, cause and condition, that kind of love. So if you genuinely love and this person leave you or follow after somebody else, something, then you should still keep that mind, because you, your love not limited to bound with yourself, but you can wish others in any condition and any situation still supportive, still have a genuine concern and a pure wish others to be happy, achieve happiness, success. So strong selfish mind want to serve others, but once he kind of struggle with self-ego, then maybe fail to love completely. It's in halfway of the turn back and even turn to negative. So what we are saying here is said great compassion, cultivate love and compassion. And then in a sense, in Buddhist teachings, love and compassion understand not only our normal words, but it's understand in the way saying to achieve happiness and the cause of happiness, everybody sentient beings or and sentient beings who has a meet cause of happiness and happiness and causes of happiness. So the love is the compassion also leave the suffering. May they leave suffering and the causes of suffering. The two aspect is saying, satisfy, let's see, is related to liberation actually. All the subject of love and compassion, these related to awakening state of mind. But before that, we should say we at least have to gain human form, life form. In this realm, we can study Dharma and toward to enlightenment. So this is called the happy lesson. Three virtuous realm. Virtuous realm means including human form of life. So for this, you have to create like virtues that means serving or achieving happiness. As we understand, happiness, the virtuous cause, reach resultant of happiness, including our form of existence of human form, is past kind of virtuous action. It created this cause and the condition in today's world. And then from this state that we are not safe, we still have the birth, old age, and sickness and death and many, wishes falling in part, some success, these half a sad story, half a happy mood, happy story that fills in the life. So we have to go perfection. We have to gone beyond of this limitation. So then the compassion aspect is talking about here. So bodhicitta, then it's bodhicitta. We can count the what is the criteria of bodhicitta. It's like love and the compassion, equanimity, the rejoice and equanimity, or limitless rejoice, limitless compassion, limitless equanimity. Bring all sentient beings in equal great equanimity. That means, generally, we can think of all sentient beings have the mind, and the mind is like my mind. Although our mind in different days, maybe mood is a little bit different in the morning, afternoon, noon time. Similarly, past 10 years, this 5-10 years, it could be a little bit different. But the fundamental level, we are same. Animals' mind also have the shining, the cognitive power to try to survive and the success in certain way. So sentient beings wanted to void of suffering. That is a very nature of that our life. Even a very small flight, if you try to catch or hit, then they try to void. If hurt, they try to they're feeling hurt, they try to hide or turn to a very small ball, or they wanted to tack back, or some hiding in a cave or under a rock or something. You can see, so they have a try to avoid problems. And if you, even small, very small animal, you can feed them, then they always kind of appear and a friendly gesture more. So. In this way, similarly, we can have this deeds of six paramitas. This, I think, came later. But bodhicitta means relative bodhicitta, aspect of have in your mind have all sentient beings. Doesn't matter the number, actually. Limitless or sentient beings is important concept in your mind. And the second important concept is enlightenment. So all sentient beings wish to achieve enlightenment sincerely. So in this, then sometimes we have a, that's called the self-hatred. Maybe not hatred is too strong word, but self-dissatisfied of yourself. Then you also should try training in compassion. First of all, it said in an airplane, the flight attendant always said, oh, when the turbulent or emergency situation occurs, then you should use the oxygen, the automatic fall from your head, the upper side. And then you first kind of use the oxygen for yourself and then try to help your children to properly make tight of this oxygen on your mask, your face, oxygen mask on your face. So similarly, once one person, they are very, feel disappointed or feel very sad or difficult, even they're afraid of the people don't like them or don't like me or don't like you or something, they always have a sense of too much concern, then it's, there is no much, there may be, concern is goes to one's own inner circle of mind. Then outreach of all sentient beings is a little bit difficult. So for this, we should open up our mind and, other people feel down or something, injured. Sentient beings, you want to serve, or you want to cheer them up or heal them. Similarly, you have any scars in your mind, you should use the love and the compassion nectar of this wisdom and kindness to use as a remedy or a medicine to heal yourself. It's very important. So once you feel very comfortable of yourself, then gradually you can reach the inner circle of people. You show love and in daily activities, you can associate the better co-working together or having good activities in a normal life, daily life. And then the mind can achieve even strangers and also difficult people who in your mind is negative, that those people also can be transformed in your mind. First turn to neutral kind of feelings for them, not negative, and gradually also unassociable people can be associatable, potential associatable person. Some people, how to say, you feel difficult to generate love, then now, later on, you felt you understand that purpose or reason why we should always have a keep in the mind, love very strong, deeply. The love is also saying it's no matter your perspective, what personal perspective you have towards particular people or the sentient beings, or doesn't matter they do good for you or do negative even to you. You, in deep sense, you have always unchangeable love to all sentient beings. It's called the unconditional love. So that is what we're talking about here in bodhicitta. And the other actions, you know, the kindness, self-discipline, patience, and also diligent meditation and wisdom. These are the whole package of practice, sect of practice. It said, void of 10 negative actions. So these are also 10 negative actions, seemingly very, easy to understand, but not very, very easy to cultivate, to practice. 10 negative, so-called is a three of a bodily, negative actions. Negative actions and speech, four type of speech, verbal negative actions, and also three mental negative actions. So bodily, you can say that's you shouldn't hurt people, kill sentient beings, or kill any animal using hand or using tools to attacking animals. Some people are hunting animals, using, and many restaurants and these often cut animals in the piece in the life. These are happening in some certain process. So these, we should avoid. And second is saying, something doesn't belong to you, you shouldn't steal. And so these are also to be kindness. Same time you're stealing and killing, that is impossible. You cannot do that. So third is not involving towards sexual misconduct. That means you take vow to marry somebody, just sticking with them, not to go around and do other things with the other people. So it's like avoiding all the troubles bring to you. Some people felt this is a good, you're gaining something, go around. But actually it's a lot of trouble behind that, a lot of suffering also. So it's said before, easy satisfied and reciprocate kindness. So that is best. For family members also, between, it's good to always have a new of yourself. Don't look at other people as an old character. Every day you should say, oh, this is a new person today. And everybody, from a physical level or mental level, they're always changing. So there's sometimes a trend, but it can be go up and down. And then the speech level, of course, it's also lies have to be tell more lies to cover. So lies, avoiding lies is much easier. You have a lot of delightful relationship. And they use harsh words. Some people in the inner circle of people use people tending to use harsh words or seems not very good words to show we are a good friend, then this, I don't think it's too good. For some people, may culture they accept, but generally use harsh words. Even the words have some common meaning people understood. Then in the good weather, people accept, but in a negative weather, negative mood, people may have, this has become a trigger of many things. People may feel very negative in those memory of those words. And also, it's as we said before, in the say, the review your own shortcomings, and but do not seek others' mistake, and conceal your own goodness, good qualities, but proclaim those of others. Similarly, we shouldn't say too much others, especially purposely, or try to create conflict with people's group of people or individual, two of the individual. Some people in front of their face, they don't say much negative, but in the back door, then they will try to find negative something, problems, or even small things they try to share to how to say. It's good to, if you cannot say something in front of this person you are talking about, then better not talking those words in behind them, behind scenes. Then it's avoiding many problems. Some people also have a habituation to always gossip too much, but wasting time, and also if you say too much negative words, even your friends also have some opinion towards you, felt you, what kind of person are you, and what mentality you have, and what kind of a karmic trend you are going to. So towards in, so it's better to avoid. And the fourth is nonsense, or maybe it's the some sense of worldly things, heroic stories, often related with violence and maybe sexual desire, and they create narratives of a lot of stories, and like soap opera, these always have these characters of love affairs, and also misunderstanding, conflict, even violence. So for these, if that is your profession, then inwardly that it may be acceptable. But for Dharma practitioner, we shouldn't waste too much of those precious time on those subjects. It doesn't mean you cannot even talk a bit. You can talk, but you shouldn't waste you too long. And then mental three is saying strong material desire. That means others have something. I want that. I saw others have this precious, the some good material or anything, and then the mind, they say, I can do it, I want that, and I also want, and you want this and that, and so many, then each time you can see different valuable things you always want. That is too much desire of material things. And the second is, of course, it's a negative mind of hatred. Maybe use a hatred, or we were saying also lacking of compassion. So people's mind can be including everything decreases love, or opposite of love, of this rigid mind, feeling of aversion or anything, these tempered make you feeling yourself also in not the right condition. That kind of feeling always we should wear. That is inner enemy. that harms more than the outer enemy. So they claim or they appear to protect us, but actually it's themselves is the nature of poison, anger. That this destroys your peace of mind. This disturb your sleep and disturb your dream and health. The tempered mind or angry type of, you should immediately, the energy will blend energy can cause unpredictable consequences. So it's important to avoid. And then the last one is the, we can say it's some people say ignorance is like a, not thinking of anything. It's that is also maybe we can put in the category of ignorance. But we can say, from Buddhist, the Buddhist teachings, we can say that ignorance is the, for some people is the right answer. It's so called the, there's a word. Maybe you say, oh, the industrial universe, there is a truth or there is no truth. I don't know. So it's better remain. I don't know. So seemingly kind of have some honesty in that the person's mind. Anybody can believe or doesn't believe, disbelieve, or does anything. It's their own right. But if you will say, oh, I'm Buddhist, but I don't believe truth, then it's something wrong there. You can learn. By learning, you can deeply more understand. Generally, we can say, cause and the condition, cause and the reason, causality. We can say causality is one basic structure or a basic understanding of theory of karma and the karmic tendencies created from the, that cause and condition, causality. In normal theories, causality is acceptable in different secular knowledge. There's a reality. Everything has a cause and a condition, pushing and processing towards different form of things, new state of the thing. So causality is one thing. But what is a causality showing is then saying, void in nihilism, nihilism, and also, what's it called? Everything always remains like, eternalism, yes. Eternalism, this is a very vast subject. We cannot really discuss here too much, but we're saying, interdependency or causality that shows the middle ground, a middle way of nihilism and eternalism. Between, not between, but I'm saying beyond of those two extreme. So now our, they say, cultivate love and compassion and stabilize your bodhicitta, avoid 10 negative actions, and always be sure, ensure your faith is strong. Faith with the reason or with the right fortunate karmic coincidence, then very the short this shortcut faith can for experiential practice of the Dharma, the faith is a very source of accomplishment, very important. Normal friendship, family relationship, faith also important. Have a faith to each other means trust. Have a trust. And even sometimes the trust may be broken a little bit, but as a human being, we can reheal and to continue. He said, in some probably people understand faith as a, or taking some oath, precepts, anything. Like once you broke, then it's like a pod, earthly pod, broke. Then you can put back together, but seemingly there is always a mark on that. You can see that it's a broken pot. But in a higher mind means when they have some little bit family quarrel or dislike each other, that kind of feeling. But after they can generate compassion and mind to reheal like a golden pot, not using the earth. So a golden pot means you always melt it and reuse it, or even gold itself will have a very self nature. So can be perfectly same quality, same value. You can reuse that pot. So if you use it as a the clay or pottery clay, yes, then there is a mark cannot eliminate this. So towards the Dharma and liberation, the faith itself very powerful. One people also, so example, when towards in some meditation, you want to practice Dharma, then if you have faith, you are going too deep and you have a self, put yourself, your energy or into that spiritual realm practice, and you really gain some experience from that. If we are very suspicious, we have no trust, no, so many doubts, and then maybe we don't learn too much and also forget about the experiential practice. Just imitation a little bit, and then maybe you don't see that quality yourself, not gaining any experience because we don't have the trust, we don't have something, a mind have a open to take the ground of that practice. And the six, overcome anger and arrogance and be adorned with humility, relinquish wrong livelihood and be nourished by the Dharma. So the destroying anger and arrogance. So and adorned with the humility. As we already taught the hatred problem of hatred, then the arrogance. In Dharma practice, often say, if you want to work with people, you want to work with people, you want to live with people, you live in society, then show some humility, very important. Again, as we said before, even we have a society, have some social trust is important. For some people, maybe arrogant is the good quality. in certain society are arrogant and confident, that kind of feeling. But for long run, in confident, arrogant in wrong way, then it's also difficult. If people have a humility, then people have a ground to touch their kind of friendship, loaded kind of, how do you say, start. There are, for example, in 5 to 10 person in front of you, one is showing very arrogant, they gesture and saying the words in the arrogant way, and the way of looking people and the hand gesture, where they put their leg or these, you can see the arrogant. And some people may admire, but many people have felt a little bit distant. They cannot, what is the problem with arrogance is saying, they cannot see others' merit and the good quality because of self-cleaning. And they cannot see their own faults because of the pretending and the protection of their mind, of the self, ego mind, ego cleaning. So there's no healthy communication sometimes. Of course, arrogant people also sometimes this time arrogant, that time is more humility possible. These are fragile arrogance. But humility is a ground of safety, and humility is the ground of friendship. Humility also learn from other people and find one's own shortcomings, so can upgrade or you grow from that. Humility also, generally, you avoid a lot of negative energy and the judgment, bring like conflicts and the bad name and many things. So adorned with humility, relinquishing wrong livelihood, that is very saying, wrong livelihood, what is wrong livelihood? You make money out of killing sentient beings, selling too much meat, or sell drugs, guns, and also massive kind of maybe nowadays in a market like a general stock market or crypto market, these I'm not sure, but these healthy, there is a healthy and a not healthy part. I think healthy part is there are many real business cooperate, or there is many stock on stock market, they are producing many things, serving or society or producing something. So you are enriching their energy of financial needed capability. So you put your money into the stock market. And another is, if you, in some society also, even you related with a high position power, even the management team of a stock market, what's it called? So if you have the corruption with you have get a signal, there's a movie also too, from Wall Street. I think people, Indian people, some people are cheating many years, and if I finally they got caught, but it's like a gambling situation. You have already not only normal gambling, but you are seeing the under a card and you gambling with an illegal way. So when you gain something from stock market, maybe, but say in other way, stock market money not falling from sky. The other people losing their money, so you can gain. So especially these complicated this financial management or these tools, I cannot say I understand much, but I don't know much. But generally we said if you do many illegal things, then it's bad. But selling drugs or these are directly, you can see that destructions. So this is said, be nourished by Dharma. So in order to use not a very healthy way to gain so much money, one person could be, they have a different choices of lifestyle. You can spend a lot of money to have in a certain way of life, but you can just have a food and clothes and some place to live simply. Then you can satisfied with that condition. You can practice, enrich your the material world. Or again, is always there is a limitation and also difficult to gain much. Gain many, but the inner nourishment, there until enlightenment, there are much benefit for long term and also quite easy. Just, you need to just put in some effort and time by yourself. No need to have an international corporation, the branch of what's it called, multi-branch of the corporation to achieve enlightenment. So you just need one person stay in calm solitude or even relatively stable environment and put certain effort in yourself to study and reflect and practice of meditation and also continue to apply in real life that Dharma teachings about this, enriching your life, then you can use it in normal daily life. This is not like on the meditation, we should keep this state of mind, and afterwards we can go back to what normal, what old habits always welcome to you like that. But we can change from what we learn from the cushion on the cushion and the post meditation, then we can change slightly. We can gradually change like a growing tree or plants over the time they really produce the fruition. And today I think we will a little bit, we passed the time, 10 minutes. So thank you very much. And today's main emphasizing here is compassion. And we should often check our mind. And compassion towards yourself is first step. And the second step is towards surrounding people. And third is to stranger people on the street or anything you see. And fifth is even showing some negative on the in the world and in your memory. Some people are quite negative. Then try to generate compassion to understand they may have a wrong conception occupying their mind. And they're also controlled by the forceful negative thoughts. As a person, they always have a possibility to change. He said, one cup have a sour tea you don't like, but you don't need to break cup itself. Just wish or gradually working with the people and then to put more sugar or more water, then we gradually the sour flavor will be decreased and sweetness also increases. And then this you can see person as a different way. So today we're going to stop here. I pray may the lives of the glorious masters be secure, and may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma and swiftly reaching enlightenment. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.